Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Network. Today you're listening in on the Optimize My Life show, sponsored by the nonprofit 501c3 named The Hope Collection, founded by Dr. Joel Griffin. My name's Ron Clayton, and I'm hosting today for Barb Riley, who is normally the Wednesday. Well, today we name this call, this is Prosperity Wednesday. They have a nice ring. When you listen to people around the world on TV, you don't hear much of that today. What you hear about is scarcity and want and all kinds of stuff and jealousy and coveting and all kinds of stuff. Well, you won't find it here, because this is all about lifting people up, helping others by helping them help others. And we do that because the Hope Collection has 8 pillars that we operate, services, programs to lift people up and make it a better world. Those areas are faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. Now, what that gives you when you take advantage of the programs that are available, whether it's people, services, companies, you make life better. And you know, isn't everybody we come in contact with is in some form or another. In the last 2 years, they've been locked down, they've been caged, and they want to be free. America's all about free and free. And so what we're all about is doing that, accomplishing that. So when you called in today, we normally have discussions about people that are finding out about ways of prospering. One of the keynotes in a family, one of the keynote visions that every family in America wants and has needed forever since it started, is the ownership. Ownership of something. And what ownership gives someone, my mentor, Joel Griffin, used to say, if you don't own something, but you're relying on it, what you're doing is having a firm grip on an empty bag. Get that picture. Firm grip on an empty bag. In other words, there's something visual there, but there's nothing in it. When you own it, you can create equity, value. You can grow the equity. You can prosper it. You can make it have value and then leverage it, trade it, sell it to do more. That's called free enterprise. That's God's prosperity. That's his laws. And so we follow that. We know that there are 7 mountains of culture that my friend Rick Reese talks about all the time, of faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness. I mean, there are so many areas, business, the government, that there are areas that really have our attention for the money and operations of those mountains. And every one of us have a special place in any one of those areas. To take that on is one of our areas that we can grow, prosper, and help or help others to do that in. So when you combine all this with a bag of tool, actually improve someone's life, we're going to change the world, folks. And we're doing that. We're doing that at the Hope Collection daily, weekly, monthly. And so I'm encouraged when we have this show every week. What we're doing is we archive it, so if you're not here right now and you want to share this with somebody, I'm going to encourage you to turn around and forward this to a friend of yours. Go to the site, the archives of Blog Talk Radio, Optimize Your Life Show, and look at the date, Prosperity. You might see the name Affordable Housing listed on it, but we really call it Prosperity Wednesday. And you see that, and then you can listen to it, and you can send it to your friends and family or people that you want them to hear what's going on. And I just happen to be the mouthpiece today to share the message, and so I'm glad to do that, and I've been asked to do it, so I am. And so what we're doing, going to have a discussion for those who will show up today. We're going to talk about how we can change the course of someone's life. We can truly make a difference right now. So many things in life we don't have any control over. We can't decide who wins the football games. I wish I did control that, because I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and there's all kinds of things that happened this year that were phenomenal, and there were some things that happened that wasn't. And I wish I could change that, but guess what? I got no control. I can yay, I can support, I can yell, I can scream and clap, I can talk to other people about it, but that doesn't change anything. Now, because I own businesses, I can change circumstances and I can change results. And knowing following rules and things of God's laws and helping and serving other people, prosperity is that's the equation. Working to solve and raise and lift people up and producing creates prosperity. It's the equation. And when you take any number of pieces, out of that equation, what you have is failure. What you have is coveting. What you have is dictatorship. What you have is people trying to control people's lives. We got a lot of that going on in the world right now. I remember my dad and mom saying, we'll never have another Hitler. Well, guess what, guys? If you believed that the United Nations was going to stop anybody like Putin and Hitler to run again, guess what? Your faith was put in the wrong people, the wrong time, and the wrong place. Because guess what? I'm watching TV right now, and they're killing people. We have a man loose in Europe, in the Eastern Hemisphere, that's going and killing people right now because he has ambition to rule the world. And we're letting them. We got people who are so politically correct that they're like wrapped up in a cocoon. They can't do anything for fear of fear. I got to tell you something. That's not in my world. That's not in the world I live in. And that's not in the world that I hope you live in either. So I hope you'll take the whatever it is, the crutch, the flag, the banner. I hope you'll help me carry it high and out, and let's go do something by uniting in our faith and uniting in our actions, and let's make this a better world. And today, again, we're just waiting for some folks to join us, and when that happens, we'll be rocking and rolling. And as soon as you come on, you want to identify yourself, I appreciate you doing that, so we can learn from each other how we can make this a better world. And I'm going to stop and I'm going to walk away from the dashboard and go get something to drink here a second, guys. And also, my mailman just came. I want to see what kind of greetings I got in the mail today. And we'll see what's going on here. Ah, boy. Sunny and bright in Buffalo, New York. I don't know what it is where you are.
And I hope it's good.
Down here, like this. We have a lot of medical bills these days. Linda and I are both in an age when having medical issues have come about, and so you have to deal with them. And sometimes they're challenged, sometimes they're painful, and sometimes they're actually good because they're healing. Gosh, I like that word healing, don't you? We're right now in a healing our nation. One of the organizations that I am an owner of is in the travel industry, and their theme this past year was healing the nation with vacations. We're unlocking the chains, the doors, the bars, the jails that kept people apart, separate, unwilling to be able to unite in spirit, physically, spiritually, mentally, materially. And it's hurt our country, and it's hurt our children, it's hurt our future, and it's cost us dearly. And guess what? We're now at a point where that's changing. And in this change that's going to and is happening, we're going to see a lot of good things happening, folks, that are going to benefit lots of people. So I'm excited. I just got rebated on a medical expenditure we had, and we have dental insurance, and we have to pay it up front, and then they reimburse us. So guess what? Today happened. I just got a reimbursement for a large expenditure, and that makes my day nice. It makes it better, and I hope you have things like that happening in your life, too. So if you'd like to jump on and say hello, would you please do that?
Hello, hello, hello.
Anybody that's surprising me and is on the show going to talk to us today? Dropped a can of excess energy drink, and it's effervescent, so I just dropped that in the sink. That's not good, so I won't. But I can open that one, guys. Has anybody else joined us on the call? Country Boy, have you locked on yet? My wife made some homemade bread last night, and I just got one of the rolls out. Butter on it here. And have a little snack for lunch. Oil. Last night, we had the opportunity, a friend of ours runs a home Bible study group of people from our church, and we had the opportunity, and what they've done is people were having trouble to get to individuals' houses, so what they did is they set it up so we meet at a church. About 100 people came out last night. It was pretty neat on a Tuesday night for 100 people to show up, open up God's Word, and share and learn. It was exciting. And he did a phenomenal job of sharing. Well, you know, it was Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus on the side of the mountain. And how what happened, you know, at one point, the disciples came to Jesus and said, hey, we got a bunch of people that are starving. And they said, well, you know, what are we going to do? And you know what, Derek, do you know what Jesus said to the crowd of 5,000, to the disciples when they said, what are we going to do? These people are hungry. He said, feed them. And they looked around, and what they found, there was a little boy, and he had five baskets of fish and bread. And, you know, they kind of looked at Jesus and said, what do you mean, feed them? We have five baskets, 5,000 people here. Well, God, Jesus, blessed the food. And when they got done blessing the food, the disciples started walking down the aisle and handing out pieces of bread and pieces of food. And do you know what happened, Derek? There was more than enough food to feed everybody. God blessed the multiplied the food. That's a true story, and it talks about trusting that God will provide us. Sometimes we're in such a hurry and worry, and all we got to do is say, put it in his hands. And what we do is we share with people the blessings of what God gives us on a day-to-day basis. And so we're glad you could join us today. And thank you, Derek, for having been on. And we'll look forward to talking to you again.
I'm angry right now. I was happy, now I'm angry. outside, take a breath, it's sunny. Career shooting percentage for Bjork is over 11%, over average for the league. But how do you do that when you never shoot the park? Plus, you've got such great you've been clean. You've been like, oh, get involved. Get involved, at least you would say, come on. You know, I don't need you to take a shot from center ice and think that
like Evander when you first got
it. Like Evander when you first got it. Like Evander when you first got it.
Well, folks, we've been on the phone for about 20 minutes. We haven't had any guests come on yet. I'm going to make a call right now, so you stay with us here and let me see what I can do. On the call. I want to invite Z to join us because I'll tell you what, we've got the wonderful Hotlanta representative, the most joyful woman that lights up the world for a country boy and is just part of the Hope Collection and the Atlanta initiatives to make life better for everyone. Say hello, please.
Hello, everybody.
Well, thank you for coming on. See, I got done anyways. But, yeah, when he gets done, that's great. And
okay.
I just want to let you know, the first part of our conversation was not on the call. I called you on a separate line. But, anyways, just things are rocking and rolling. And Barb Riley is back from her. She had extended family illness issues with her husband and her daughter. And people were deathly ill, hospitalized. And so they're through that. She's
mm-hmm.
back in the saddle, and we're ready to start rocking and rolling. So,
praise God. I'm glad she's back.
Me too. So, great. I'll let you go, and, you know, we'll see Country Boy when he gets here.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello. Okay, guys, we will watch for someone joining us here on the call here shortly.
Thank you.
Emily, we were talking about that last time. What was Ghost Nation referencing? I mean, who knows, right? Isn't that the answer to every question, trying to elicit clarity from that guy's speech? You know, Brett mentioned the lackluster quality, and Shannon mentioned for the shouting. And shouting is no substitute for resolve or determination or seriousness. And those three things, in my opinion, were lacking in addition to any type of lucidity and clarity. His talking points were so exhausting when he moved on, right? So just getting to the sort of extra exos and O's that we were talking about last night, they were exhausting because we keep hearing them, because they're overgeneralized and oversimplistic, like you're saying, because we've been hearing them since he was candidate Biden. He has never supported or failed to support with any type of policy or any type of achievement, because there has been none. And when he did reference things, he failed to take responsibility for his policies' role in either exacerbating or creating it. So when he talked about the children's response on social media, right, and then their declining mental health, well, what about the absolute mental health decline from the pandemic? He talked about appointing a DOJ prosecutor for pandemic-related fraud. What about the fact that it was his bungling of the dissemination of those funds that created that? And finally, I thought, you know, the too little, too late, distancing himself from the defund the police movement, I frankly found offensive. There's a lot more, but I know we're running out of time, but I had a lot of issues with that speech last night.
Just real quickly, on infrastructure, when that was one of the things that he touted that he got done, and in fact, that did get done. But the supply chain crisis then undercuts anything that you would immediately want to do on infrastructure in certain areas, right? And he didn't address how it wasn't, in fact, Santa Claus who was going to bring a resolution of supply chain issues that we have. We're not making it up in the United States. There was no call for any of that. Look, he had the time. That list was long. He could have split in some stuff.
Yeah. Between fund the police and secure the border, one thing's clear, it's a midterm election year. Coming up, Ukrainian President Zelensky has been hailed for his leadership, but he's a relative newcomer on the world stage. How he and the Ukrainian people have rallied global support for his country.
The Fed is printing money like crazy. Debt is rising by the trillions. Is there a way to profit from this madness? What would these experts say?
The moment your friends let you down over the cliff, and that's why you want to go in your portfolio.
Even Bank of America says $3,000 gold is entirely possible.
Silver still has the biggest run coming up.
Gold will outperform stock, and silver will outperform gold.
Experts agree. Massive money printing and rising debt could send gold and silver prices much higher. Find out for the experts' money printing report and gold and silver decision guide. See just how high gold and silver prices could go. A big gold from silver and debt. First time callers get this Mercury Dime free. Also ask how you can get $10,000 in bonus gold or silver. Call Ear Capital now at 800-885-2000.
800-885-2000. 800-885-2000. Are you there, Ben? I mean, here's the thing. It's so difficult. Then I started using the leaf factor. Now, I don't even think about pain when I walk through down the stairs. I forgot to take it when I'm not in pain. But every couple of days, guess what? Pain comes back. Now, I make sure to take it every day. I wonder if the simple things that you used to do easily that are now more difficult. If you're experiencing back, knee, shoulder, or hip pain, do what I did to get 100% drug-free relief factor. Join me and hundreds of thousands of others who use relief factor. Get your free quick start for only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com to order. Take control of your pain right now. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. Feel the difference.
Out here, you're more than just a landowner. You're a gardener, a landscaper. You can see it's so ordinary. Same goes for your equipment, your old Kubota equipment. More goes into it, so you get more out of it.
For asthma, they're trying to keep it simple strength. Your airway tap. Nicotine mist is clinically shown to open airway quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved over-the-counter asthma inhaler and breathe easy again.
Did you
and inflammation. It's the simple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well. And that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to use discount code FOXNEWS.
I may be close to retirement, but I'm as busy as ever. And thanks to Voya, I'm confident about my future. Voya provides guidance for the right investment. They make me feel like I've got it all under control.
Be confident to and through retirement. Fox News alert, in the first edition of Hard Numbers of Losses During the War, Russian state media is reporting that 490... ...3% of the vote. Not only did he become president, he became a valiant president of that people, fighting alongside his people, but his communication strategy, the ability to inspire the EU to give a one-minute, 10-second standing ovation, many of the his in Europe, Germany, for example, came from the top here.
Thank you.
It's showtime. It's showtime.
I don't hear nobody. I don't hear nobody saying nothing.
Oh, for some reason, I was on another, my phone, I was on a different window. Evidently, it shuts the speaker off when I do that. Good afternoon, Brian Dorsey, the first, the second, the third. How many are you, by the way?
There's only one of me. That was, I'm like my father. There was none before me. There should be none after me. I'm the one and only true country boy.
The one and only. Well, you know what? First of all, I want to bring you greetings from Miss Barbara. Said hello, wanted me to say hello to you today. And she has made it through a season of extreme, her and her husband and her daughter, extreme health. In fact, we're talking about hospitalization and recovery from some very, very nasty. They didn't have COVID, but it didn't matter. It was just as bad and life-threatening. But
wow.
So she's back in the saddle.
Awesome, tell her awesome. Hello.
So
I'll tell her. I'll call her.
Yeah, give her a little break. Just maybe give her a day to she's still getting the handle on it because she's been out of. She hasn't been home in 2 weeks.
Oh,
10 days.
All right.
So if you just give her a day so she can get on her feet, good. But I will relate to you that she is ready to get with Deborah and you and Mark rolling and get your heads together and get a proposal together. So we can get this submitted like RC and Juliana did in Florida. So we can get a proposal to get some earmark money set aside so we can get you launched and building a project. Okay? How's that sound?
Ron, I got a call from my business partner early this morning before I went to bed. You know, I stay up all night. He just bought 72 acres. With a lake on it for $130,000. 72 acres.
Well, like we need to do, you and give our Barb a day, but we'll get you, Barb, and Mark together. Well, we got to, and your buddy, your leader, and we got to get on paper a brief presentation proposal that we can have Chuck Vollmer's, he's got a, what do I call them, advocate. He's they got a, those guys that go to Washington and, you know, the agents, there's a name for what they call them, lobbyists. And what what he did. So what he did for RC and Juliana, he took the proposal, had a two-page proposal, and then like an 80-page breakdown with all the job dynamics proposal ideas.
Right.
And they took that to Mark Rubio, and they took it to Tim Scott. They both received it. They both not just accepted it, but they all reviewed it, and they have indicated positively that they're supporting that. And now this is going to be looked over by their department. You know, they got departments that go through and they filter out all the what's got to be, and then they'll come back with a list of questions, and we have to give them answers. And then they'll say, okay, they file for 10 cities, 10 jobonomics operations that accumulate, and we went for the sky, country boy, 100 million. Now, we may only end up with 10 or 5 or 1, but I dare say we're going to be able to buy some property, pay for some property.
Wow.
I'm going to get you, country boy, we're hope and Jobonomics is going to get you funded.
Well, we're ready. And like I said, Tettleton, my oldest business partner, he's down in South Georgia looking at the land now. While he's down there, he's going to take another look at that city building that used to be, since the ocean is right there. It used to be one of those places where they come and work on boats and spray paint them and do all that kind of stuff. So we can easily convert that big building into a tiny home builder's headquarters or something.
By the way, when I was talking with Mark Rowland and I was talking to somebody else, the idea came up with, you've got the containers or access to the containers, country boy.
Right.
Why don't you, rather than trying to go to another builder or another company, why don't you become the company?
And well, I want to be able to stay in my own lane, Ron, and do what I do.
Okay.
Because I have people that, again, one thing people have to understand, and I learned that a long time ago from Rick, even though you are a leader, you can't do everything. You got to be able to designate authority to people that know how to handle stuff. And watch this, Ron, and get her done.
You misunderstood me. I wasn't talking about you, country boy, being the plant, being the manufacturing facility. I'm saying you connect the team. You make the team. Put together a consortium. You create the consortium. Now, in Buffalo, let me give you an example of the consortium that we put together. Bill Martin is my administrative manager for the Buffalo, it's called Broadway Fillmore Economic Development Enterprise Zone. Dale is the executive director of that group. On that group, he has named some people, and we're naming more. We're adding to that all the time. But Gary Helvetstein is one of those people on that board. I'm listed as an advisor to that board of people. But we're the gel to lead it. We're not doing it. I don't know. First thing, you don't want to put a hammer in my hand. I got right now my fingers are all, you know, pink. But if I get a hammer in my hand, I'll have five black and blue nails in about 2 minutes. So I'm not going to be a builder. I'm not going to run a plant. But they and you know people who do. So you create, what you got to do is you got to create, I'll call it, the name we use is a consortium.
I already have
term.
One. It's got 13
now,
people on it.
Okay. The consortium, that may be too many. Now, it may not be. I'm just saying that's a lot.
No,
inside
of my consortium, I have a nucleus that only has three people. So regardless on what the other nine people say when we have our meetings, the consortium, the three people in the nucleus with me are the people that make the decisions. They take the orders from the nucleus.
Here you go. So you're going to create a list and like draw it out on a piece of paper like a management team. You know, you got your like in our case, I actually personally have endorsed and appointed Dale Martin to be the administrative leader of our Buffalo, Broadway, Fillmore Economic Jobonomics Enterprise Initiative. Then he is putting together, and we're helping to gain some people. Mark Rowland is one of those people on it, okay, because he's a developer. He knows how to get. I mean, the guy's built malls and across state lines. He's built developments. He's done it. He's gotten all the water, energy, electrical. He's done all this stuff and knows how to get it done. So he's a good person that you might think of if you ask him. That he might, you might talk to him, probably already told you. So create that so Chuck can formulate a presentation that we can convert over to a request for money.
I got you. I'm on the same page with you. Because all of them ideas and all of them people sitting at the round table don't mean nothing if you don't have the proposal right to submit it to the people that's going to give you the money. They're the ones that got their arms folded, sitting back, waiting to see what everybody's going
to
do.
Chuck Bowman knows how to do that. He just he needs to plug in, and he'll cut and paste to accommodate the circumstances, the vision, and the details of what you want to do. Chuck, he's on vacation this week, by the way. But he will write. He just needs the details to fill in, and he'll get it. He'll do it. You don't got to do it. He'll do it for you.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm suggesting, so that you can move on this, so we can get you. I want to be able to have a email like I received last week from Chuck Fulmer and the Orlando, the city of Orlando announced, had a press release, and when they received it, they published it, and it was announcing 10 city development of a project, a partnership project with the lab, R.C. Williams and Juliana Armand, and Jobonomics, Hope Collection. That did I send you that press release?
Did you send me what, Ron?
Did I send you the press release that was put out?
I don't know. I have to ask my wife.
Okay. Well, take a look.
Remember, she reads all the emails.
It would have come from me.
Okay. I'll make sure and check when I get off the phone.
Yeah, you want to look at that. It's a framework for how we're going to approach this. And who is your you got a Goomba representative? I know if we could avoid working with the government, I'd do it 100% every single time. But this is where we got to start, because it's from starting point from here. Then we can switch over to private funding. Okay, but this is how Chuck Vollmer works it. We start it with the money that's already laying in there in the fund. Then we just got to get the money off their greedy little hands and get it into the Country Boy Initiative.
I feel you. I hear you. Yes, we can definitely do that. As a matter of fact, Lady V, I took two years worth of classes on governmental contracting. Lady V is getting ready to be governmental certified. And my other business partner, Josetta, she's 8A governmental certified for 10 years, 9 years.
You've got an advantage there. You know what? This might be one of the few times, first times you ever heard this, Country Boy. You just might have an advantage because you're black.
Well, I've been saying and making my own jokes, Ron, for years. Ever since they qualified me as being the only, watch this word, Ron, whole years, minority. Woo. I'm the only minority. Woo. They wanted to say colored, but they edited it a little bit before they sent it to me.
But
and
you know
called
why?
Me a minority.
Because we got a bunch
versus...
of people. At the same time, they want to say minority. It's because they don't have to say... They want to use it so they can leverage, well, you're not white. See, that's the whole point behind that whole mind thinking. I don't really give to you know what about what it called. What I care about is your spirit, your heart, and who you live for. And I don't care about the rest. Let the politicians and the college people deal with that shit. I got two important things to do with my brother, Brian Dorsey, Country Boy. So...
I wasn't really listening to what they were saying. I was only hearing the part that says God was whispering to me at the same time when they was calling me a minority, and he was telling me everything that they use against you, everything that you used to use to hold you back, everything they use to tell you no, we're going to make sure and use all the stuff that they had against you in your favor, if you happen to know the word favor.
More than ever.
It can't be turned down. God's already opened up some doors that no man can open and no man can shut, and I'm ready to walk through. And guess what? I'm going to kind of be like Aaron. When God told Aaron to go to the mountaintop immediately, he said, the mountaintop immediately. I'm going to bless you. And Country Boy turned around and started walking in the other direction. He said, Country Boy, where are you going? He said, I'm going to get Ron, my brother, and my mom and him.
I don't know.
This is heavenly right here on earth without my mom and him.
Can Miss V hear us? We can
turn a whole bunch of stuff around.
You bet. Can Miss V hear us? Is she in another room?
In what now?
Is your lover-dover, can she hear us, or is she in another room?
Oh, no. I'm out in the garden. I'm out in the garden. I'm out in the yard. You know, I don't. Once I get up, I don't stay in the house. She has her office in the house.
I know
she don't
you.
Like bugs.
I know you got up at the crack and you got up at the crack of noon today. I know.
Yeah, because I stay up all night working art. I got in the bed this morning at 8:30.
Okay.
So Ron,
well, that's okay.
Just, Lady V is in there working behind the scene. She spent a couple of hours last night campaign ready with a little dude named Rick Reese. I'm getting ready to donate. I'm getting ready to donate $50,000 worth of artwork to the Ukraine situation. I'm giving it away so they can utilize the money that they make from the art to help the families out in the Ukraine. So I got
that's more than the guy that's in the White House is doing, country boy.
So I got an appraisal value of $50,000 worth of art I'm giving away.
Amen, brother. Great.
We're getting ready to help.
Like I said, we're now ready. We're now ready to get together. By the way, is it okay if I use the term Atlanta Initiative? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. I love the name.
Okay.
What I'm talking about
is your housing developments, okay? When I say that, I'm talking about the centerpiece of housing developments and community development. That program right now, we're going to get the proposal together so that with Barb, Mark, and you, and even Deborah and Ms. V, we have a proposal that can be put in the hands of your most favored representative. Doesn't matter what party he's from. It's irrelevant. But whoever it is, or if there's somebody you've got some kind of link with, that's better. That just improves it.
Uh-huh.
But we gotta get that done. So we can get you
we
in the.
We will get it done.
Okay.
We will get it done.
So that's where we're at, sir.
Well, I'm
excited you coming on board today.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, I was and had intentions to, but the pill would just had me like a magnet. It wouldn't let me go.
Well, I found you. I found you in the shower. Miss B told me I know you were in the you just gained 10 pounds because you were soaking wet.
Wow. Hey Ron, every day for the last 3 months at noontime when I show up to do my call, my little buddy comes and listens in. There's a hawk that weighs about 20 pounds, red tail.
Uh-huh.
He comes and sits on the perch every day at noon, waiting for hope to be served up. He is gorgeous, man. You ought to see him.
It just happened again. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, you know what? We went to Bible study last night, and my friend led the study, and it was about God. Christ went to the side of the mountain, and 5,000 people showed up, and the disciples came to him and said, "What are we going to do? These people are hungry." And Jesus said, "Feed them."
Feed the people.
And they looked around and said, "Well, we got a kid with 5 baskets of bread and fish." He said, "Go feed him." They blessed it. Here's the key. God blessed it. Christ blessed it. And guess what? There was more than enough. It was leftovers.
When he takes something that he didn't think was enough and held it up and offered thanks to his Father for blessing it. And he says, "My blessings is always more than enough." So I'm just excited too, Ron, about what's happening, not what's getting ready to happen. It's happening now. It's almost like it's going down. We don't want to blink too long because you'll miss a certain moment in your life that you need to be present in. You know, we all say it's a blessing to be a blessing, and in order for anybody to be blessed, they must be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. That's what you're doing. I don't know what you've been finding out in your little Joel handbook about putting together consortiums and bringing in executive directors and putting in executive board members and sitting back like an air traffic controller and being just an advisor sometimes, not really playing the game, but just looking at the chessboard to see what man I need to move in position next. I love the way, excuse my Prince, for better words, I love the way you're playing this game of life very, very, very seriously, that people are dependent on us. And then you know that for 1 minute, if you think that you can do everything that the divine creator has told you to do by yourself, then he didn't tell it to you. Told you you're going to need some super friends that have expertise in this area. I know we've mentioned Mark's name a couple times today, so let me just mention it for the fourth time. Shout out to you, Mark. We done already prayed them demons off of him. We done already prayed that when he gets back in the game of life, that people come into his life through the Hope Collection, come with their loyalty collar turned up. They turned up their respect collar. And then if they absolutely accidentally hear or run into Lynn Kane, they got to be kind to people that we're working with. And we're going to make this thing, like you said, it's already gone viral. People just don't know it yet. It's almost like, Ron, I kind of get into the subject real quickly. It's almost like I found out a long time ago one of the worst diseases in the world is a disease called procrastination. You don't get little goose pimples on your skin. You don't get a higher temperature. You just, all of a sudden, everything that's coming at you, you put it off. And that's why the old country people say, never put off tomorrow what you can do today. So what we've done now is we got people that's already shined their boots, brushed their teeth, they done prayed, they done worked out. They're sitting there, they've had breakfast, they've had coffee. Some of them have already had their dessert. You remember that Army commercial? We do more before noon than most people do all day. We didn't wait to noontime to show up for the Hope Collection and not be ready. We was ready before it came time to be ready. That's why they call it pre-vision. Pre means before. Vision means to see something before it happens. Now we're walking into the vision, but we pre-planned this thing. God says, I have a plan. You have a plan. We merge the two together. If God be for me, Lord have mercy. You know we're getting ready to build houses on 1,000 hills. And then what? Guess
you
what? Some of them veterans will be out there. We're going to make sure that they have a couple cattle. And if my friend Joseph Lowry showed up right now, I don't know what this means in the Bible, Ron. I'll have to guess. I'm going to have to look it up again. He says, I want every man and woman to have their own fig tree. What does that mean? I'm going to stop right there because I got words coming out of my mouth. I just know it sounded good. Every man and woman have their own. I like that part.
Well, I guess you're wound up for the day, so I'll let you go. Thanks for blessing us today with your presence, country boy. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Tara, for having me. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Sure enough.